You know that?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember any particular name. It was just peat seed, the inside of a peat seed, if they were really speaking of the little soft part that.
And there's one kind of peach.
Excuse me, Bob. Fresca. Mm-hmm, surely are. Are you feeling better, huh? Well, Wanda, I'm so glad. Yeah, pretty good. Don't know. Let me let you meet Barbara while you're here. Do you feel like it? Imaginable in the county. She's county chairman from March of Dimes. She's particularly interested in polio because she has had it. And she's Welcome Wagon hostess, if you're familiar with Welcome Wagon. And she moved down here in the country to their old home place to take care of her father. And she lost her mother on Thanksgiving, her brother along about Easter, her only brother, and then her father back in the spring. And she had just moved out of town down here to take care of him when he fell. And of course she never broke a hip and never recovered. He just went right on out. So she's had quite a bit this last year. But she's a nice person. I think you would enjoy. Barbara, I got to call the wood yard here just a half a second. But he's with us, so everything's all right there, so we don't have to worry about that.
You're talking about peaches. The kind of peach, there's one kind of peach that the seed's hard to get out of.
Mm-hmm. It's, what do you call it, though? Clear seed is what we'd say if it's one that pop loose from your press. That's a press peach.
Okay. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Oh, the core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Dried apples and apple tarts.
Did you ever hear them called snips?
No, that's not a word that we'd hear in this area at all.
What different kinds of nuts grow around here?
We have pecans, walnuts, hickory nuts. Hickory nuts, not hickory nuts.
What about nuts that you get at the store?
We might buy an English walnut or something like that at the store, but most of the nuts that we use are the walnut, and the pecan is real common here. We have lots of pecans in this area, quite a few.
And there's a kind of nut that's shaped like your eye?
Am I familiar with that one? Shaped like my eye?
Well, what nuts would you buy?
Almond. Okay. Probably almond.
Okay. And the kind of nut that grows in the ground?
Nut that grows in the ground. Peanuts.
Any other name for peanuts?
Goobers.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll hear goobers used quite a bit. Not just too much, but some, but peanuts,
And when a walnut first comes off a tree, it's got a hard covering on it?
Mm-hmm.
You call that
We call it the hull.
And after you take that off, then you still have to crack the...
Crack the shell. Usually you think about that old walnut hull, the outside part, and then the shell being the hard part, you know, that protects the kernel or the meat of the nut.
And if you left an apple lying around, you say the skin of that dried apple was all...
Wrinkly?
Or it gets smaller and wrinkled?
Oh, it's wrinkled.
Did you ever say it swiveled or shriveled?
Shriveled. We'd say it was shriveled.
Okay. And a kind of citrus fruit that grows in Florida?
Florida oranges.
And if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges?
The oranges are gone.
And kind of animal that barks?
Dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell
him? You'd say, get him, boy.
Okay.